It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Governor Christie presented a $34.4 billion budget today, the largest in the state's history. In his address to the New Jersey legislature, Christie focused on what he called entitlements.
Pensions, health benefits, and debt service. 9 out of every $10 of new spending this year goes to fund these 3 entitlements. Just 3 things eating up 94% of the new spending. The looming crisis is clear.
Joining us from Trenton to help us understand that looming crisis is New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz. Hi, Matt.
Hi there, Amy.
New Jersey already has the highest taxes in the nation. So if pensions, health benefits, and payments on state debt are eating up so much of Christie's proposed budget, what is the governor proposing to do?
He said that there was, despite this historic bill in 2011, when he passed pension and health benefit reform, it cut benefits to teachers and cops and state workers, that the state was still in trouble. He said New Jersey was going the way of bankrupt Detroit, and it couldn't pay for things it wants, like education, because of these ballooning costs. So he said, we have done it before, we must do it again. But he didn't say what it was. There was no specific plan about how he wants to change the system. One GOP legislator told me after the speech that the governor just wants to sit down with Democrats and come up with a plan, maybe move toward a 401k type system, but we really don't know anything more than that.
Democratic State Senate President Steve Sweeney, who is a strong labor unionist, objected to how Governor Christie framed the pension issue.
I was a little offended by the word entitlement. A pension's not an entitlement. It's something that people have paid into.
The governor needs Sweeney and Democrats to get anything done in the legislature, Matt, as you know. Is Christie likely to get support from them for privatizing the pension system?
Absolutely not. They seemed almost apoplectic at the idea. I mean, to great political risk, back in 2011, Democrats bucked their union base, and they worked with the governor on pension and benefit reform to cut these pensions and benefits to public workers, and they are not going back to that well. And public employee unions are also furious. They said that Christie is just demonizing them, again, as a way of creating a platform to run for president. And, you know, his rhetoric suggests that if he does run for president, he could use this as an issue. He, as you said, he calls this entitlement reform. And that is often used to relate to Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. And these are key Republican agenda items on the national stage. So he has made this link before, linking New Jersey pension and benefits with national Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid. So he could potentially try to be doing it again here.
Governor Christie says the state is facing a looming budget crisis, and yet his budget is 4.2% larger than the one he signed last year. How does he square this? Is this solely because of these so-called entitlements he's talking about, Matt?
Yeah, I mean, he's got a mandated $2.2 billion payment to make into the pension system that was mandated by this law he passed in 2011. So that's part of the reason why this is the largest budget in state history. How he's going to pay for it, we don't have the specifics yet. He's making a slight increase in education. He's not making any tax increases, and there are no new tax cuts. But other than that, we're not sure where he's going to get all of this money to pay for $34 billion.
Any other proposals or promises offered in his budget address, Matt?
None. It was a numbers-heavy speech, and the governor actually seemed to have a cold, so his voice was almost squeaked at times, and he seemed more deflated than normal. The state also is down close to $700 million for the current fiscal year, in part because of revenue projections that were far rosier than the reality. Things like online gaming, which was supposed to bring in far more tax dollars than it did. So we're also going to see some cuts for the current fiscal year, but we don't know where he's going to go for that just yet.
And Matt, just one final thing. Governor Christie is proposing this budget with a cloud over him due to these scandals, the Bridgegate lane closure scandal at the George Washington Bridge, and concerns about political gamesmanship with post-Hurricane Sandy recovery aid. Do you think this weakens him with Democrats as he goes into budget negotiations, or are they really compartmentalized, sort of two tandem issues.
No, I think they are connected, and we don't know exactly how connected they are, but he's clearly lost political capital. So, you know, before he could make very bold proposals, like last year he proposed a tax cut that didn't go anywhere, and there wasn't really the revenue to pay for it, but he got a lot of leeway in the public for at least, you know, proposing the idea and putting it out there. Now there just seems to be more cynicism around him and his proposals. So, you know, that comes from the Democrats, some members of the press, editorial boards, and pollsters say also from the public. So it's hard for him to, it seems like it's going to be hard for him to achieve big things and to propose big things and get, you know, the benefit of the doubt on those things and at this point because of the scandals looming over him.
Matt Katz covers Governor Christie for WNYC. He's also the engine behind our Christie tracker. You can find that on our website, wnyc.org. Matt, thank you so much.
Thanks, Amy.
This is WNYC.